RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of Song 2 and host of your breakfast show Sunnyside Up on Today Radio. We've been away from the podcasting for a little while because we've had so much to do in the offices and many, many interviews to get put together. Now, this one is slightly off the cuff. It is as ramshackle as you might expect because Charlie Stone, one of our team members at Today Radio and RTL Today, used supreme blagging skills at a recent show at Denatelier here in Luxembourg, where I was the DJ before the Libertines took to the stage. Charlie managed to get himself onto the tour bus, apropos of little more than "Can I get on the bus, please?" and got to speak with Gary Powell and Pete Doherty about Song 2 and a little bit about Luxembourg. They tried their best to get a hold of Carl Barrett as well, but he, alas, was otherwise engaged. This is a wonderful insight into what it is to be part of the Libertines team, to work out who does what in what order and if there is any order whatsoever. Check this out. This is what Pete Doherty had to say about Song 2, and we had a little bit of an insight into what Gary had to say about Song 2 and track listing for Libertines in general. A clue, it wasn't very much. Charlie is enamoured and in awe at being in the bus with one of his favourite bands of all time. This is a wonderful slice of the Libertines.
It's a lifelong project of a life on the lash. I've forgotten how to care, but I'll remember for cash. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Light the fuse, sing the blues, I can die if I want to.
Hello, this is Pete Doherty from the Libertines and this is Today Radio.
I love you to death, but I must suggest you better run, 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 boy, faster than the past, through the looking glass.
Right, so we've got a podcast and it's based on the principle that you're not aware. Right, we've got a podcast and it's based on the principle that the second song on an album is either the best or the most important.
Really?
So we just want to get your view on track listing and
I'm
the whole thing.
I'm the wrong person to talk about these things because for me, I always end up just putting everything out in alphabetical order. I mean, that's like, as it comes up.
With the strength of a thousand men. He's a nightmare hangover, he's a one-night stand. He could eat more chicken, any man in the land. Well, I've given up caring for happiness.
But there have been a lot of discussions in the band about that. Carl had a theory about, was it the seventh track he said was always important? Basically the first track of the second side of a vinyl album, but I'm not so sure. The only superstition along those lines I had was that whoever wears number 10 for QPR has to be deserving of it, because you're talking about stepping into the footsteps of,
It's not Adele Taarabt was number 7, wasn't he?
You're talking about Rodney Marsh, Rodney Marsh, Stan Bowles, you know. Les Fitler were number 9, actually, Clive Allen, you know, sacred numbers. And it says in Deuteronomy that the next great number 10 QPR player will come again when there's war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
That famous prophet.
Not to trivialise what's going on.
But then back to that sort of sequencing, juice.
And the eyes will drip with blood. Serpents of Jehovah will return again.
That's the palace of QPR prophecy right there. But sequencing is not something that you do massively.
I'm not gonna lie to you, not really. I've got enough to be thinking about, man. Writing the songs, you know what I mean? I let Carl deal with all that stuff.
Fair enough. And there you have it. the one and only Pete Doherty. Thank you very much.
Any time, you old beauty. Any landlubbers out there shipping on board with the Liverpool Liners? We see you in Brittany on the noon tide.
And then yourself? Track listing, are you involved in the whole thing?
I wasn't involved in the track listing on this record at all. Nope.
Really?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
No one asked my opinion at all.
Really?
He wasn't involved in.
Speaks about that.
Can I get a quick word, Carl?
I think we could try. He's absolutely out of his mind, but you could.
You enjoy performing in Luxembourg as well? It's not your first time.
No, it's my first rodeo, baby. I think it was a good crowd tonight, yeah.
It's the third time that we've been here, isn't it?
This venue.
Number three.
Three is the magic number. I've been here six or seven times over the years.
All right, you show off.
Different bands. Yeah, yeah.
I've got vivid memories.
Proud of it, baby. There are some memorable nights in this area. Yeah. If you want to try, if you want to try, there's no worse you could do. I know you lie, I know you lie, I'm still in love with you. Can't tell me anywhere.
Chance to see the city as well?
Yeah, amazing morning actually, walking in the forest of the gorge. Me and the dog, we went out quite early, saw a bit of family of wild pigs and some deer.
You mentioned it on stage.
Yeah, pretty incredible, pretty mind-blowing. I do like the wild pigs, especially the young piglets, puppies, whatever they are. Sort of purple and white, you know, before they...
Purple?
Yeah, the piglets are. Sort of purple and white while they're wearing a sort of restrained sunlight coming through the leaves of the... It's like a rainforest, maybe it's just very wet this morning, but... Yeah, got a favourable impression, I have to say, of Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein?
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
I was joking. Of Luxembourg.
There you go. Well, there you go. The one and only legendary.
The Duchy of...
Yeah.
What a place. Alright, thank you very much. That was perfect.
I know you lie, all you do is make me cry. Love's words being true. I can't take me anywhere. I can't take you anywhere. Can't take me anywhere. I won't take you anywhere.
Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to hit subscribe, give us a review and a star rating, and tell everybody that you possibly can about the Song 2 podcast, and also that Pete does a fairly fine pirate impersonation. Cheers. You can't stop me now. You can't stop me now.